In brief, our first cold front brings cooler weather and small rain chances, a second on Thursday brings better rains and a dusting of snow? Update Monday PM. Our long-anticipated cold front arrives around 2 p.m. on Tuesday, Figure 1 update. With it comes a small chance of on and off showers along I-25. Things remain cooler after that, below normal, until a short wave arrives on Thursday to bring more showers Thursday into Friday. We might see around a tenth of an inch or rain or two and a dusting to an inch of snow early Friday a.m. Keep looking for your coats. Figure 1 update. Snippet of the 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com and Monday PM update. Forecast discussion. A front has passed on Saturday, kicking off mountain rains and high elevation snow. Sunday and Monday will be very mild, beautiful, Figure 1. A strong cold front arrives midday Tuesday, bringing fall, winter weather to much of the state. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Longmont, CO. The longer-range forecast. This storm looked like it might bring the first snow to I-25 communities and the Eastern Plains. Figure 2 is the forecast for midnight Tuesday, Wednesday made on October 4. Figure 3 is the forecast for the same moment made on October 9. Precipitation along I-25 is rain now, and there is a strong, dry slot, pulling into eastern Colorado, killing many rain, snow chances. What actually will happen will depend on the position, speed and strength of the upper-level low, trough, Figure 4, and the position of the resulting surface low on the plains. Over the next 6 days, spots in the mountains should get an inch of liquid, Figure 5, while the eastern plains miss out. Snow may fall in Boulder and on the north and west side of Fort Collins, but not much will hit the plains, Figure 6. What is notable is how cold it will get. We should see below freezing temperatures in the pre-dawn hours Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Figure 7. Go find your favorite coats. Figure 2. The 6-hour average precipitation around midnight Tuesday, WED from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com made October 4, Figure 3. The 6-hour average precipitation around midnight Tuesday, WED from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com made October 9, Figure 4. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for Tuesday noon from the GFS and TropicalTidbits.com Figure 5. The 6-day total precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com Figure 6. The 6-day, 10-to-1 ratio, total snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com Figure 7. The temperature anomaly, departure from normal, for Wednesday from weather5280.com.